Hello, this is Brian Gorman. Welcome to this lesson, one of the 10 most important lessons I have learned engaging in 50 years of change. Yes, change is hard. That's not the lesson today. That's just the title. Today we're going to look at why change is hard. What makes it so difficult? What can you do to make it easier? You can't necessarily make it easy, but you certainly can make it easier. And finally, we're going to look at some of the counterintuitive ways to approach change in order to increase the likelihood of success. Let's start off with a very simple definition of change. Change is a disruption to our expectations. The bigger the disruption, the bigger the change. Our bodies have change immune systems. They're known as our neural networks and our muscle memory. Both of them can be programmed, both of them are programmed, and both can be reprogrammed. But in the absence of that reprogramming, they resist change. We go on autopilot. We know what to do. We have our own thought patterns locked in place. And most of the time, we're really somewhere else in our minds. We get in the car, we pull into the parking lot at work. We don't remember how we got there, unless there was an accident or a detour or some disturbing news on hopefully hands-free phone call on the way. Our bodies, our minds fight change. That's part of what makes it hard. Change can be frightening, especially big change. It's a disruption of our expectations. And that can trigger the amygdala, the area of our brain that gives us that fight, flight, freeze, appease response. What's important to know also is that distrust resides in the same area of the brain. So if there is any level of distrust associated with the change, it can heighten that fight, flight, freeze, appease response. So what happens? We begin to resist the change. Resistance is part of the process. It's not a sign that something is going wrong. Even if we go into a change, especially a really big change, with a lot of passion and energy and belief in it, we're only in the honeymoon because we don't know what we don't know. We don't know how tough it's going to be. We don't know what mistakes we're going to make. We don't know what obstacles we're going to run into. Another piece of what makes change hard is that along the way, there are going to be uncomfortable decisions that we have to make. Sometimes they're just decisions we don't want to make. Sometimes they're decisions we do want to make, but we want more information, and it's just not available to us. Another thing that makes change difficult is that big changes can't be undone. Getting divorced is not the same as never having been married. Being fired or terminated for any reason is not the same as never having had the job. Moving back to the country is not the same as never having lived in the city. Big change can't be undone. And that makes it difficult. It makes it frightening sometimes. Finally, change is difficult because we're sitting here where we are, wherever that is, because of the anchors in our lives. Each of us has anchors. They're very personal. Your anchors may well be different than my anchors, but among the most frequently encountered anchors that I find in my coaching practice are family, friends, social networks, religion or faith, or spiritual beliefs, income, job title. But again, anchors can be very different. Your next door neighbor may be anchored by the car that they are washing and polishing and waxing every weekend. You have a car too, but for you, it's just a car. So all of these things make change difficult, because if we're going to change, we're going to have to change some of our anchors. We're going to have to let some of them go, or let them looser, or hold them tighter. We may need new anchors. Change is hard. So how do you make change easier? First of all, know the patterns of change. They're universal. Resistance doesn't just happen in some cultures or some geographies. People resist change universally. Now, it may show up differently in different cultures or in different environments, but resistance is a part of the patterns of change. Learn the patterns. It will help you know what to expect, make the journey easier. We've all had changes thrust upon us that we don't want, and different people respond differently. Some become victims of the change, and they suffer mightily by it. Others accept that this change is happening, and they take control of their response in very intentional ways. When I was a child, my grandfather taught me how to play cards. And I don't know that he meant this to be a life lesson, but it certainly became one. He used to say, you can't always determine the hand you're dealt. You can always choose how to play it. Don't be a victim of change. Earlier, we talked about distrust being located in the same area of the brain as the amygdala and the fight, flight, freeze, appease. Trust, it turns out, is actually located in the prefrontal cortex, the home of empathy, of judgment, of reasoned thinking, of innovation. So work to build trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in those around you that have to support you in the change. Focus on presence. Remember, change is a disruption in expectations. It pulls us out of autopilot. So be present. Learn how to be present in body, mind, and heart. Each of these will play an important part in moving through change successfully. Communicating to somebody about the change gives them back a sense of control. If they can't actually control what's happening, at least they know what to expect. So target your communications on time, in a timely way, giving people the opportunity to recalibrate to the change. Change isn't a solo journey. You don't live in the world alone. So even if you're the one going through the change, engage others. Get their support on the journey. Engage people who can give you different perspectives. Engage people who may have been on a similar journey that you're on now. Engage people who will tell you what you need to know and not just what you want to hear. One of the questions I ask myself anytime I'm about to embark on a change journey, no matter whether it's a journey of my choosing or not, is what would make my heart sing? What would make my heart sing? I always ask the same question of my coaching clients. What would make your heart sing? Given this circumstance, what would make your heart sing? Taking away all of the fears, the uncertainties, the unknowns, the barriers that you're seeing lying ahead, what would make your heart sing? If you can connect to that, man, is the change journey going to be easier? Related to that, what is the story of your success with this change? I work with my clients to write that story from the future. Not when I achieve this, but I've freaking done this. I've done it. There's a difference in those two stories, and we'll actually have a whole lesson on creating that change story. Pay attention to your anchors and know what your sea anchors are. Sea anchors are used by ships out in the open waters. They don't drop anchors to the bottom of the ocean floor. And I can't explain to you the physics of it, but sea anchors actually float under the surface of the water. And what they do is they keep the ship facing into turbulence. Know what your sea anchors are. Know what the sea anchors are for those people around you, and call on them during change. Pay attention to the anchors that aren't changing as well. All too often I hear, everything is changing, everything is changing. Well, it's not. It's not. And a lot of those anchors aren't changing. And so if we can keep our focus both on the anchors that are changing and those that aren't, if we can keep our attention on our sea anchors, all of that makes change easier. So finally, what are those actions that are counterintuitive that can help make change easier? Well, first, don't try to make it comfortable, because it's not. What I know, what I think has to change, and that's uncomfortable. So make the focus on, how do I succeed? How do I help you succeed despite the discomfort? Accept resistance as a part of the process. It's not a sign that something's wrong. Something's wrong if there is no resistance. Either it's underground, you're hiding from it, or others are hiding it from you, or all you have is the deception of change. Resistance is part of the process. Listen to it. Hear its messages. Work with it. Don't be a type A when going through change. Type A's forge ahead at all cost. They don't make mistakes. They have all the answers. And big change, that's not going to work. Whether this is your change or whether you're leading a global organization through change, type A behavior is not the answer. Finally, begin preparing before you begin planning. Preparation and planning are an iterative process, but all too often we begin planning first, and then we just prepare for what we have planned for. And we only plan for what is in our consciousness. Preparation will help you know what to plan for. So again, for example, do an anchors inventory as part of your preparation. Figure out which ones you have to hold on to, which ones you have to let go of, which new ones you might need, then you can plan for that. We typically don't plan for what we don't want to happen, but we can. But first you need to figure out, given this change, what might happen that I don't want to happen. Create that inventory. Then I can plan for it. So, yes, change is hard. And there are a number of good reasons for the fact that it is. But there are a number of things that we can do to make it easier, including some that are counterintuitive. I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach, and that is this week's lesson. If you want to know more, please don't hesitate to contact me at Brian, at transforminglives.coach. I look forward to hearing from you soon.